now.
X-Rock Radio 95.9. It's that time of the morning. We're joined by Dr. D. That's Dr. D. Thornell, Animal House Veterinary Hospital on Pegger Road. 24-hour emergency service available for you and your pets. Montessori School for Dogs.
Wellness plans.
Oh, they got everything, of course. Noah's Ark boarding and grooming. It's all there in one location.
And
off
do
Pegger
people
Road.
Know what wellness plans? You pay a flat fee.
Yeah, it's like
so
insurance.
Much per
month. It's like
and you just come in whenever you have to. Basically,
right.
We take care of you.
Right. That way, you're not stuck with that big. Oh my God! Look what's happening. You can just go along, and it's.
It doesn't pay for everything.
No,
emergencies
of course not.
Are like right. One of those things. Don't put your dog in the back of your truck and let it fall out.
No. See, that's not what you
want. So.
Also, of course, the other big event, it's going on this weekend. We've been talking about it big time on the radio.
This'll
Wags
be
Whiskers
fun.
And Wine, Saturday night, 7 to 9, Roundup. Tons of great.
Oh, tons
great
of stuff.
Silent live auction items, hors d'oeuvres, wines, chocolates, the whole works, music.
Live music.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
And you guess, for a great
guess
cause.
What I'm doing right after here?
What's that?
Going to the architect design.
All right, of course.
Going to that meeting.
When she says architect, we're talking about the construction of a local no-kill animal shelter. Do you guys have a location?
We're looking at three different pieces of property. They're all. It depends on how much we make.
Right.
You know,
right,
kind
right.
of. So we're out there, Fairbanks. If you got a piece of property you want to donate, that'd be great. But it has to be local.
Right.
It's got to be close by.
Right.
Preferably, I'd like to have city sewer and water. Water, but if we can't,
you know, right.
Yeah.
So we're looking for that. So if you know of a great location, there we go. Trying to build a no-kill animal shelter. How cool would that be in Fairbanks? All right, so let's get to our questions today. We'll get to our first one here. Let's do
this. I just noticed my dog's been drinking a lot of water and eating a lot of food and just going to the bathroom a lot.
Like
in the last month.
More than usual over the last month?
Yeah, it's just always thirsty, kind of seems always hungry, and just has to go to the bathroom, you know, peeing like 8 times a day or whatever, you know, every hour or whatever.
Well, there's probably about 4 or 5 veterinarians that may be listening to this, probably not, but we'd all be going, could be 1, renal failure, 2, diabetes, or 3, Cushing's disease. 3 different things you should have your dog looked at since you noticed how much he's going to the bathroom and drinking. That's a real key that something's not right internally. And how we deal with it is we get some blood. It's really easy. Get some blood work. See once how the kidneys are doing. Make sure we don't have diabetes. Sometimes we get some urine, but we work with you and find out what the heck is going on.
Right now, my dog Zephyr had an ear infection. Had a yeast infection.
Yeah, but we gave him some
steroid. And he's on medications,
yes.
Which he is up drinking and eating snow and going to the bathroom every 10 minutes.
And that's
he's driving me nuts, ringing his bell.
We gave him steroids to help stop the inflammation in the ear. And that's one of the 3 things I just mentioned. Cushing's is actually where the body actually creates too many steroids.
Oh, I see.
And it actually goes ahead and makes that disease happen. And that's something, there's treatable protocols for all of those things. So,
all right, but get the blood
work
first.
You need
and
to get him in for blood work.
All right, here's the next one.
I want to know if it's true if you touch the dog's ear, if they're running a temperature, their ears are warm.
Their ears are warm. Does that mean they're running a temperature?
Yes.
Everybody runs a temperature. Once you don't have a temperature, you're probably dead.
I think you mean running a fever.
No, you know, it depends on where they've just been and how much they're running. You really need to go ahead and have a rectal thermometer to get the real true. And you can't tell by licking their nose. Oh, their nose is wet or not. Depends on how quick and how dry
now,
it is.
Now, what's the common body temperature of a dog?
For a dog, it's about 101.1 to 101, 102.
Okay.
It depends on if you just took them off the, out running for 3 hours.
Right, right.
They're going to come in with 102.5. If they've just been laying there, it could be 99.
Right.
You know, you just woke them up.
Sure.
But we see anything over 102.5, we're worried.
All right.
And that's a rectal kind of thing. If you guys want to do that, otherwise bring them by. We'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll do it for you.
Yeah, just don't mix up your thermometers. That's all. That's all we say. Don't do that. All right. So one more question here.
I want to know how I train my cat to stop getting on the kitchen counters.
Masking tape upside down.
Yeah.
put it all over your kitchen counters. Go get some masking tape upside down all over your kitchen counters. And then you'll probably want a video camera to watch what
it's
happens.
It's awesome.
It's like it'll be on the funniest videos.
Yeah, it's well worth it.
It is.
And once they learn that, they just don't want to go up there anymore.
Well, as long as they think there's tape up there, and you have to do it a couple times.
Right.
We have used mouse traps for garbage cans on dogs and stuff.
I've done that with mine.
Yeah.
It snaps and scares the heck out of them.
And you could probably put masking tape and put the mouse traps kind of in the center, and they snap without getting the kitty's paws or anything like that. Something like that that makes a huge noise. And if they just see mouse traps sitting there, they don't even have to be loaded. They just say, mm-mm, ain't getting up there.
All right, good.
But masking tape upside down works great.
All right, there
Video
we go.
Video camera.
That's the one and only Dr. D at Animal House Veterinary Hospital. Call 479-2800. Your one-stop shop and fantastic outfit. And, of course, proud sponsors of Wags, Whiskers, and Wine this Saturday night. Not going to miss this one, 7 to 9.
It's going to be fun. There's a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Thanks for being here, as
usual. Thanks for having me.
Always great to have Dee on board. Up next, let's...